And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VerilDana.com.
Unlike most legal situations, aggrieved employees cannot sue an employer directly in court. Hi, I'm Ben Ford from Verrill Dana's Labor and Employment Group. If someone doesn't pay your bill or trespasses on your property, you can take them directly to court. In fact, for small claims, you can be in court and in front of a judge within a matter of weeks. But employment discrimination law is different. Title VII forms the backbone of most anti-discrimination law in the United States. Back in the 1960s, Congress was worried about a massive influx of lawsuits flooding the courts. So they included a requirement that in order to seek most kinds of damages, aggrieved employees must first bring their claim to a government agency and give that agency a chance to mediate or adjudicate a solution. That law endures today. Most employment discrimination cases begin as agency actions filed in either the Maine Human Rights Commission or the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which is the federal equivalent. If the agency cannot resolve the matter in 180 days, the aggrieved person may request a 180-day right to sue letter, which allows them to file a complaint in court. Commission complaints, or what we call charges, are extremely important. Unless you are a very experienced HR professional, these are not something you are going to want to handle yourself. If you have received a charge of discrimination from the EEOC or any other state agency, give Verrill Dana a call.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VerrillDana.com.